Hi there, listeners. I'm just home from Maine, where I attended the kneading conference for the 8th time. This 2-day bread workshop draws people from around the Northeast and around the world to learn about bread, ovens, and flour. I first heard about the kneading conference as I got curious about fresh flour and began asking people who were working in the field about what I should investigate. This event was at the tip of their tongues. When I attended in 2012, more than a year after first hearing of it, I was worried that my expectations might crash. Luckily, I got what I hoped for and more, and this event is now built into my summers. Each July, I am immersed in a temporary community of excited bakers, and I meet a community engaged in change in the small town of Skowhegan, Maine. There, a crew of volunteers are very active in making this whirlwind of regional grains happen. And now the weekend excitement extends year-round to the daily work of running a flour mill that's called Maine Grains, and which sources from 3 dozen farmers in the area. This mill is built in the former Skowhegan jail, but that's another story. The last Thursday and Friday each July, I head to the fairgrounds in Skowhegan. Underneath the grandstands, a bunch of green picnic tables are shady and shade are breakfasts, lunches, and dinners. The underside of the stadium seating also serves as a roof for 2 outdoor kitchens. These hives of baking are intense learning sessions led by experienced bakers, professional instructors, or people who own their own bakeries. Scattered around the fairgrounds are spots for building earth ovens and brick ovens, and demonstrations about making bagels, baguettes, running a micro bakery, using a wood-fired oven, and lots of other practices, from maintaining a sourdough starter to using the bran sifted from stone ground flours to make other baked goods, like pretzels. That's a shout out to Jess Wagoner, the baker and artist who taught that class this year. Another great class this year was How to Fall in Love with Rye, which was taught by Sharon Burns Leader from our very own Hudson Valley and Bread Alone Bakery. Another course I loved this year was taught by Dawn Woodward, a baker in Toronto who explores the flavors of many non-wheat flours at her bakery, Evelyn's Crackers. She exemplifies the ideal of baking to support farming. What in the heck does that mean? This is an approach she described in a panel I facilitated under that grandstand called Grain Changers 201. I wanted to create an opportunity to discuss regional grain systems and how bakers and others can support them. For instance, instead of baking standards like croissants that rely upon a very particular set of ingredients, how about baking to support the crops that create a healthy soil system and healthy markets for farmers? This means figuring out how to use buckwheat and saluting cornmeal, making rye breads and rye cookies and rye pie crusts. If bakeries only offer a repertoire that consumers expect, we can't make real change in the existing system. But don't think that means your treat will be disappointing. Using alternative flours to create cookies and breads taps into bakers' imaginations like nuts, if you'll excuse the pun. Keynote speaker and Nottingham, England bakery owner Kimberly Bell was with us for this thinking session, and she also takes this approach of cover crop baking. She challenged the perception that bakers often follow, that they need to give people what they want. "I think we need to give people what they need," she said. "And they might not yet know that they need to support a diversity of crops in the field. Creating great baked goods will teach that fact in a delicious way." In her keynote address the day before, Kimberly Bell made a lot of people cry as she explained her heartfelt navigation of the problems posed by our food system. Monocropping is one of them. Monocropping is farming where farms are dedicated to a single crop, rather than farming in an ecological fashion that echoes the plant patterns of nature. Think of a yard left untended and the mixture of plants that find their way into lawns, or the weeds that pop up in between tomatoes or cucumber plants you tuck in your garden. The world doesn't want to be just one thing. The world wants to be many things, but the American farming system that really took off over the 19th century focused on efficiency and single cropping systems. This is how we got the wheat belts, but farms are much healthier when soils cycle through plants that have different nutrient demands and different pest patterns. Diversified farms that include livestock for fertility are healthier also. Kimberly Bell spoke a lot about her work with Martin Wolf, a professor and farmer who was developing a style of growing wheat as a population rather than a single variety. When the two first met, Martin said to her, "I've been waiting a long time to speak with someone like you." She was there to learn about flour in general and the work of growing the wheat she would use. She and her team spent hours and days at this farm and other farms, educating themselves and attaching themselves to the process of growing the foods they use in the kitchen of small food bakery. Integration of cooks and bakers into the fabric of farming strikes me as an important tool for reweaving a food system. All of the ingredients used at the bakery are sold there as well, because the business sees itself as a lever for change, not just a retail spot for prepared goods. But you don't have to start a bakery or a flour mill or even visit a farm to become more connected to your food and your community. What I bring home from Skowhegan each year is a new lesson in seeing that change happens right where you are. Change begins with considering your situation and identifying what next steps you can take. How can you begin to better your life and your community? The change begins with asking and finding the resources you need to pair with the motivations you have and the problems you want to solve, or the first tiny little problem you want to tackle. Think big, but take baby steps. I'm so grateful that structures like the Kneading Conference and the Maine Grain Alliance, the nonprofit organization that supports it, exist. Over the long, long ride home, I realized that my time in Maine reminds me of my connection to the Sanctuary for Independent Media. We need places where our brains and hearts can feel at home. These are spots where we can feel safe and thoughtful and explore strategies to foster critical changes in our very muddy and disheartening world. Thanks for being here, WOOC, so I can talk about my thoughts and hopefully inspire people to tiptoe or dive into change. I'm Amy Halloran, and I'll be back next week with another Food Diary.